a message of defiance from President Ahmadinejad on this National Nuclear Day. The Iranian president visited a new nuclear plant being set up in the city of Isfahan. Iran announced it now had 7,000 centrifuges working to enrich uranium, and the president said a new generation of more advanced centrifuges were being tested.
The first achievement is packing and preparing fuel to be placed in the reactors to generate power. And the second achievement is testing two new centrifuges with a capacity several times greater than current centrifuges.
Mr. Ahmadinejad said that progress in the nuclear field was the way for Iran to attain the status it deserved in the world. And it was the political message that was the most significant. Mr. Ahmadinejad made it clear Iran was not about to compromise on the nuclear program, despite President Obama's recent advances. Iran was willing to engage in talks, he said, but only on the basis of justice and full respect. His comments brought a cool response from Washington.
There are some very serious concerns that the international community has about what Iran is doing with regard to nuclear activities. And Iran knows what it needs to do. Those concerns are not going to go away, although we are willing to engage in direct dialogue with the government. So, again, a lot of questions surrounding Iran's nuclear activities that need to be addressed. And the sooner Iran is able to do that, the better off we'll all be.
So the Iranian government is not about to be charmed by the new American president. And the Iranian nuclear program now seems to have gained an unstoppable momentum, making it the key sticking point in any attempt to improve relations with the West. John Lyon, BBC News, Tehran.